Tweet at TodaySOR.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, a brand new court, the Court of Appeal, is soon to open. Judges have been designated and the aim is to get it up and running by October. The thinking behind opening this court is that it will help to take pressure off the Supreme Court, where there's currently a backlog of about 4 years. And we all voted for the new court's inception in a referendum last year. But not all agree that opening a whole new court is the best way to deal with the backlog. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by Seth Barrett-Tillman, a lecturer in the Department of Law in NUI Maynooth, and by Stuart Gilhooly, a litigation solicitor and a council member with the Law Society. I suppose we'll go back to the very basics of this. Stuart, if I can ask you, what exactly is different about this court? Why do we need it and how's it going to work?
Well, just to give you a bit of background maybe as to where how we got here. The Supreme Court consists of 10 members and it deals with any appeal that comes from effectively from the High Court, which is the country's highest court, but it deals with appeals on a point of law usually from that court. Now, what's happened over the course of the last maybe 10 years or so is a gradual backlog has grown to the extent there's now a 4 year delay between the appeal from the High Court to the Supreme Court. So the former Minister for Justice decided he was going to do was to create a court of appeal. And this had been something that had been talked about for a long time, and it exists in pretty much every common law country around the world. Just a few numbers might give you an idea of exactly how we got to where we are. In 2012, the Irish Supreme Court dealt with 258 appeals. In the US, they dealt with just 77 appeals. In the US, it was actually 64 appeals. In the UK, 77 appeals. And in Canada, just 84 appeals. So between three and four, we were doing three and
Why?
Four times because there was no court of appeal.
Okay, so case goes to the High Court. And at that point, if you want to appeal it under the new arrangements, you will either go to the Supreme Court or to this new court
exactly.
to appeal. And how do you decide which cases go to which?
That basically is decided by the question of whether it is a matter of extreme or of major public importance and whether the balance of justice requires it. So basically, the Supreme Court would deal with major issues as opposed to every single appeal that came from the High Court. And in all other jurisdictions, what we found over the years is that that's what happens. There is a court appeal, kind of an intermediate appeal between the intermediate level between the High Court and the Supreme Court, which deals with the appeals that the Supreme Court doesn't really need to be dealing with.
Right. And this new Court of Appeal, you said the Supreme Court has 10 judges?
That's right.
How many is this going to have?
There's going to be another 10 appointed.
I suppose you might say, well, if they just appointed those 10 to the Supreme Court, they'd have sped it all up anyway. I mean,
yes.
Is it going to be a speedier court in
well,
the way
it
that
it is going to be a speedier
cases?
Court. And I mean, bear in mind, we just in terms of number of judges in this country, by the way, we have the lowest number of judges per capita in the whole of Europe. We actually have 3 per 100,000 people. The average is 21 per 100,000
people. Okay, so that's
people.
Kind of a separate issue, is it,
yeah.
if we don't have enough judges? Just
yes.
going back to the Court of Appeal and the Supreme
yeah.
Court, why is having set up this court with another 10 judges in it, why is that going to speed things up?
Because the Supreme Court really should be given time to deal with major cases, important cases that are going to determine the rule of law in this country. There are less important cases, such as appeals from, say, I mean, every case is important in its own way, but there are major public importance cases and there are less major cases. The Court of Appeal will deal with cases more quickly with less judges than the Supreme Court. For instance,
the
Supreme Court will have usually five at a time. The Court of Appeal will have three at a time.
Okay, so they'll churn it through.
They'll
a
also
bit more,
have more streamlined procedures as well. They'll have much more streamlined procedures than the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will then get an opportunity to deal with those
Why
cases.
Why do you say that, Stuart? Why do you say they'll have more streamlined procedures? There's been nothing on the record from the Justice Minister or from the courts about any different procedures at all.
Yeah, those rules are actually still currently being drafted.
This is all jammed tomorrow, Stuart. The point is that the taxpayer has voted on a referendum to get a new court on the promise of efficiency. They're setting up the court, and you're saying they're still talking about new procedures? That should have been done almost a year ago. Where are the new procedures that lead you to believe for any reason at all this new court will be any more efficient than the one you've got?
Okay, well, I'm not in charge of creating the rules. But
then how do you know it'll be faster? You just told the listeners this court would be more efficient and speedier.
Hang on a sec, Seth. We don't have the procedures, it would seem. Nobody has those procedures
I actually have seen a copy of the draft rules.
Okay.
Now, they are being drafted at present. They could not have been drafted until the bill was actually passed.
Why
the
not?
Bill was only actually passed.
This is 9 months ago. The referendum was 9 months ago. Why didn't the government have the bill ready the day, the week, or the month after the referendum. Why 9 months later for a 50-page statute and the rules aren't being announced with the statute? It doesn't take that long to draft rules or to get a court
going. I suppose
going.
Stuart is not here to represent the government, but just to go to you, Seth.
But Stuart has told the public, your listening audience, that this court will be faster. There's no basis for that if the rules are identical or even similar. The point is you have a 4-year backlog, not because it developed gradually, but because the rules for the conduct of litigation here don't work. And to set up another court with rules that don't work will just repeat the problem.
So we should have changed the rules rather than a new court.
You should have started with changing the rules of the Supreme Court, seeing if revised rules made it more efficient, and then copied it for the Court of Appeal. But everything you've heard from Stewart and everything that you've heard for the government up to now is all jammed tomorrow. They're spending the public's now, but they have the slightest basis to think this new court will be any better than the one you got. How would I change the rules? There are 2 or 3 essential rule changes that you definitely need. One, oral argument in this country is out of hand. It lasts too long. There are any number of cases that...
So that's lawyers standing up in court,
yes,
debating the case
between them. Make them put their arguments on paper. And
present the papers to the judges,
and
let them
no
do
oral
it.
No oral argument at all. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons litigation takes so long is you have to get the judges together to meet as a panel to hear the oral argument. But if you just give it to them on paper, they could read it whenever they want, even when they're fishing. And then they could vote on it and write their opinions.
Is that how it works in states?
In the United States, the vast majority of cases that go on appeal to an intermediate court of appeals or sometimes to state Supreme Courts do not get oral argument. And if they do get oral argument... nothing is longer than an hour. It's unheard of.
How long is it going on in the Supreme Court now here in Ireland?
Cases in the Supreme Court of Ireland that last a day, and a few reported cases last more than a day. To me, that strikes me as a scandal, a complete waste of the public's judicial resources and the judges' time.
Let's deal with this one first, then we'll come back to you for the other one if you like. So, I mean, what's your reaction on that? That if we had just changed the way the Supreme Court worked, we wouldn't need this new court, starting with oral argument.
I have to say, I'm really surprised at this argument. Justice in the Supreme Court in Ireland, the highest court in the land, should not be provided at breakneck speed. It shouldn't be a sprint. It shouldn't be a marathon
You're
either.
4 years behind. Why don't you give people any justice at all rather than talk about breakneck speed? People in this country aren't getting any justice because they die before your courts hear the cases. Let the lawyers write the argument on paper and let the judges decide.
And that indeed is why we're creating the Court of Appeal.
But why not use it on paper in the Supreme Court as well?
Because the Supreme Court should be there to deal with matters of major public importance. There should be an option to provide oral argument for as long as is necessary.
Is it being overdone, do you believe? As long as you could bill.
Seth, please stop interrupting me. What I'm trying to explain earlier was, is that in the US, they deal with 77 cases per year. We dealt with 258. We're doing our case at 4 times the speed of the US. 4 times. And yet he wants us to do it faster.
Seth?
I want them to do their job, and there's been no assignment of responsibility for the development of a 4-year backlog. No one has pointed their fingers at the judges. No one has pointed their fingers at the justice minister's office. No one has pointed their fingers at any of the responsible parties. Except what has been done is to dip people's hands into the taxpayer's pocket to create more jobs for the judges who haven't managed to handle
their list. Do you
really
think it's that cynical?
It's a matter of not cynical. It's a matter of there's no taking of responsibility for what is a major judicial catastrophe. And the only thing that has been done is to spend more money. The rest of Irish society, when its institutions collapse or fail, are not rewarded with more resources. They're asked to find more efficiencies.
Just deal with the underlying numbers there that Stuart highlighted. 270-odd cases going to the Irish Supreme Court. How many did you say to the US?
63 in the US.
63 to the US. I mean, inevitably, in April of 2013,
this is the year of the referendum. In April, this was not a vacation month. This was a month where all the justices of the Supreme Court of Ireland were paid a full salary. They decided all of one case. There's never been an accounting for what happened to the month of April at the Irish Supreme Court. One case was decided.
Maybe it was very complex.
Maybe it was. Do you think all 9 justices were working on the same one case every day of the business month? Maybe they could have decided 4 or 5 cases, and they do get the opportunity to meet in panels. The idea that a court of last resort can't do a case per day strikes me as kind of sad. Many of the cases that come to the Irish Supreme Court are, in fact, quite simple and could be done in a summary manner
appeal. Let me hold you there for a second. I mean, it would appear, really, you're criticising the work rights of the judges of the Supreme Court. Stuart, your response to that?
I have to say, it's quite ludicrous to criticise the Irish Supreme Court, who's doing 4 times the work of the US Supreme Court and 3 times the work of the UK
Supreme
Court.
Except in April 2013, when they did all of one case.
That did include the Easter vacation, but I don't think we need to get involved in April 2013.
It also includes 2.5 half months off during the summer when no work at all was done. What other institution...
In fairness, all the courts are down for a period
during
the summer.
In fairness, most of the courts in the Western world are not 4 years behind. And if the Irish Supreme Court is 4 years behind on its list, maybe it should cut its vacation and get the public's work done.
Seth, you mentioned there, okay, one thing you would change is oral argument.
Yes,
you would say
I would suggest another major
rule. What else would you change?
First, you need a final judgment rule. There's nothing like that here.
What is a final judgment rule?
A final judgment rule is a rule that says the court of first instance or the trial court adjudicates the entire case until it ends. And then if a party is unhappy with the decision, then an appeal is taken. Here in Ireland, there is a process of called a case stated or a stated case, where proceedings are held up at the trial level and points of law go up to the Supreme Court or from the district court to the high court. And everything is held up as a case bounces around for years between two courts. That's a system that exists for the simple reason that obviously the political authorities do not trust the lower court judges to get the decision right. They ought to trust their judges, let them adjudicate an entire case, and then if a party is unhappy with the decision, to take an appeal at the end. Cases last too long in Ireland, and they bounce between courts for no good reason.
So judges are kind of passing them from judge to judge,
and
court to court.
And it rewards the least efficient and most thoughtful judges by allowing them to pass questions off to higher courts for resolution.
Okay, let them decide. Stuart, what's your take on
that? I don't want to get too technical about judges and whether they should or they shouldn't. The reality is that there are occasions in which there are important points of law in the middle of a case, and people's liberty are at risk here. There are people who actually could go to jail for some of these decisions, and if a judge isn't confident about that decision, he should have the option to send it to the Supreme Court.
Confident judges. Let judges make up their mind. The idea that the higher court knows better.
Let's hear from Stuart here
for a second. Judges are fallible. We're all fallible. Judges do make mistakes, and occasionally they do actually have to seek the opinion of a higher court. That's why they are in higher courts. They should have that option. And that's why we created this Court of Appeal. We are still, as I said to you earlier, we're still going to be miles behind the rest of Europe and the world in the number of judges per capita we have. This is not going to cost that much, by the way.
Is that not possibly the key issue here, Stuart? It's not really about whether we have an appeal court or a Supreme Court or how we do things. It's that we don't have enough judges.
And that is definitely a big factor. There's no question about that. If
we
had
more
judges...
Are we getting
these 10 new judges, but that's it. There won't be any others because we can't afford them. We can't afford to spend a whole lot of money on judges. And I don't understand that completely. But this is essential. The four-year delay just simply cannot continue. And we cannot ask the greatest judges in the land, the best lawyers in the land, to work harder than they are. They're doing 258 cases a year. That's too many.
Why don't you ask Stuart how much of the 500 case backlog would be cleared a year after the new court opens? Because if nothing is cleared, then the whole project was a failure. Stuart, do you expect that the whole 500 case backlog will be gone a year after the new court?
No, I don't.
Do you expect 400 will be gone? 300? 200? 100? 1?
Well, I haven't done the maths, but I'm quite certain that there will be quite...
Jam tomorrow. Nothing will be done.
I'm quite confident that there will be a serious inroad into the backlog. Also, Seth is talking about procedures he hasn't seen. They're not finalised, but when they are finalised, and they will be finalised before the end of this year, I can promise you that.
Finalised before the court was open.
Stuart, can I just ask you one question here? Seth has, as you say, highlighted procedures that he would find to be at fault in causing delay here. Would you hope that when the procedures are in for this new appeals court, that they will address some of Seth's concerns about how the courts work?
I think they will definitely be more streamlined. I don't agree with a lot of what he says in his article. He hasn't gone into all of it in fairness now, but he's talked about certain things which I just think are unfair, and I think they will actually... there will be less justice applied to the party. Personally, I think justice is more important than speed.
For people who wait 4 years, they could die during litigation and they get no justice. For people who wait 4 years, their businesses and commercial lives must go on, so they settle for 5 cents on the euro. So to talk about speed as if it's unrelated to justice misses the reality. Justice requires some amount of speed. And the court system here is 4 years behind. No one has been held accountable. And the people who have failed are being rewarded with new resources.
In fairness, Seth, you haven't seen this new court up and running yet.
Well, no one's seen it because the rules haven't been...
People are trying to address the backlog in the Supreme Court. Give it a chance.
I am for addressing the backlog. And the people have spoken. They've decided the referendum paying for it. I am not requesting that we undo the referendum. The point is the new procedures and the new court and the bill should have been ready the day after or within a few days or a month after the referendum. We are 9 months later. Where is it? How long does it take to get a court up and running? To get a court up and running, you appoint someone, you give them a gavel, you give them a courtroom, and you give them a clerk. This could have been up and running months ago.
Okay, just on that. I mean, October is what people are hoping for. Yeah. When do you think we'll
actually
see this?
I think it'll probably be a little bit later than that. I think there's a lot of work has to be done on the draft rules, which do require the input of the new president of the court, the Chief Justice and the Superior Court Rules Committee. That will be done over the course of the long vacation when, contrary to popular belief, people actually will be working. People will be working, and they'll be working on them, and it will be done I would imagine, I think we're talking about October, November.
October, November. Okay, well, listen.
A year after the referendum.
We'll get you both back in a year and see how it's all working out. But for now, thank you both. Sugar Healy, Seth Tillenberger, thank you very much indeed for coming into us this morning.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.